Go
Set Magazine.
Hey there, James Valentine with you. We're looking back at the life and times of Go Set Magazine. Ross Wilson has long been a perennial favourite of the Australian rock scene. He began his career in the mid-60s in a band called the Pink Finks. In early 1967, he formed a band called the Party Machine, which included Mike Rudd and Ross Hannaford. Ross Wilson recalls involvement with Go Set in their early days.
In return for some advertising in the magazine, we did a commercial for them for free, a radio commercial, which went along the lines of, you know, I was a social outcast until I went and bought Go Set. Now I'm really groovy, you know.
So did you buy Go Set regularly in those days?
Yeah, I think so. Because, I mean, you're always desperate to see some mention of yourself when nothing's happening.
Ross put together a songbook of lyrics of his band's material.
You could buy one for 20 cents, you know. And the people at Go Set had been given some by Gavin Anderson, and kids had been entering some competition for, like, win a record was the prize, and in each parcel they would put a copy of the Party Machine songbook. Well, of course, some kid got this songbook and the mother said, "What's that?" and had a look at it, and the next thing it's like, "What? There's a song here about virgins, and there's one about violence, and this is terrible. What are you sending this through the mail?" And I think they had a point because it was unsolicited. So the cops, vice squad, they raided the Go Set office and said, "We've had a complaint about this book and we're going to take them all." So they did. Of course, we thought this was marvellous because suddenly everyone's going, "Gee, you know, why did you publish that book? And it's been banned and da-da-da-da-da." So we're talking to the Channel 7, you know, current affairs or on the news or whatever, going, "Oh, yes, it's dreadful, but, you know, we've got nothing to be ashamed of." And then Truth had a big article about, oh, I think that the headline was something like, "Sing a song of sex for 20 cents." That was fantastic.
"My mum retires, they eat a pill."
The one they really took offence to was a song called "I Don't Believe All Your Kids Should Be Virgins." And in the climate of Victoria, Melbourne, Australia at the time, that was like waving a red flag, you know. But, you know, we were just young guys and we were growing up in an era of, you know, flower power and the pill. And that's what we were singing about. The subtext was hypocrisy. So we successfully baited them.
In 1970, Ross played regular gigs with a new band at a venue in Melbourne called the TF Much Ballroom. But what did TF stand for?
Yeah, too fucking much. But it was sort of hippie young people kind of vibe, and so there was a lot of dope smoking and acid dropping and health food and, you know, veggie burgers and all that kind of stuff. You know, my wife, Pat, was selling apple juice, and there we were really poor. We were trying to make a few bucks here and there, you know, get paid practically nothing from the co-op nature of the dance and low entrance fees. So she'd be selling apple juice on the side, well, you know, and there'd be hippie food stalls and incense stalls. And I put together this band of guys from other bands, including a lot of my friends, and called Sons of Vegetal Mother, and I was playing this quite contemporary stuff, you know, Zappa-esque.
Pat Wilson.
Ross's rise to fame was incredibly fast. Daddy Cool was actually a small core taken out of a bigger band called Sons of the Vegetal Mother, because we were very much into macrobiotics. We'd been living in England and we came back and we discovered this other way of life. So we were sort of pretty serious about what we were doing, and we started a small organic company that's now grown to be very big. I mean, he was into cooking, we were into Zen way of life, also to all the environmental issues, and so yeah, it was a very, very complete life and very full circle.
Did Go Set have anything to do with Daddy Cool's rise to fame?
Yeah, I think they had something to do with it, because they reported on all of the major appearances that we made, including those groundbreaking Melbourne Town Hall shows, where it just went, that was, took it to the next level. And following hard on the heels of that, we released our first single. So they were very onto the fact that we were, over that summer of 70, 71, we hadn't even put a record out. we were the ones who were ascending very rapidly. And I think because we're from Melbourne and our Melbourne-based magazine, it was when we went national, it was like quite a big deal. You know, they were there for all of that, yeah.
Get out your footy socks. Now it's the daddy cool look. Why fork out just to be in fashion? Stash your cash away and pop into the op shop. Just a few dollars is all you need in the daddy cool fashion school. Bop your little body into whatever is saggy, baggy and daggy. It's all very daddy cool.
You know, the riots that were practically happened when Daddy Cool used to perform, it was absolutely chilling. I remember one night I was with Billy Thorpe. We were standing backstage at the Town Hall in Melbourne, and the noise from the fans going wild, like stamping on the floor, and all the conga lines and stuff, honestly felt like there was an earthquake. Like, we rushed out to have a look and see what had happened because the noise was absolutely deafening.
Daddy Cool's first single, Eagle Rock, stayed at number one on the GoSet National Top 40 chart for a phenomenal 11 weeks. Ross's wife, Pat, was asked by GoSet to write for the paper.
Pat's Mummy Cool column was too frank for the general population. When some young woman would write in and say, I'm thinking of having sex with my boyfriend, or he's pressuring me to have sex, do you think I ought to? And she would write something like, you should go see family planning about contraception. Well, it was like, oh, wow, you can't say that. Even the editors were going, oh, it's a bit much, you know, we shouldn't be handing out that kind of advice. And we're going, well, why not, you know, do you want these kids to get pregnant? You know.
But what did GoSet think of Daddy Cool?
Yeah, of course they loved us because it was really exciting. We were kind of national. We'd broken out of Melbourne. They'd helped break us. So everything that we did helped them sell their magazine. I guess it worked both ways.
Be with us next time as we look back at some of the big overseas artists to tour Australia in the 60s. See you then.